I'm Nick Healy. I used to host a breakfast show on 2SER. I was there for just under 2 years.
And Nick, how did you find yourself at 2SER? How did you come to be over here?
It was probably one of the most exciting times I've ever had. I had been doing a bit of work as a tech journalist, and I'd started doing a little bit of radio here and there, just talking about big tech news and what was going on in the world. And as I was doing these little spots on radio, Radio Australia being one of them with the ABC, I started getting really interested in how radio got put together. You know, what happened outside of me just having a quick chat into a microphone or a telephone? What got a show from woe to go? And that led me to volunteering for 2SER. And I started producing the Saturday morning show at the time. The Saturday morning brekkie show with Simon. And it turned into just more than a bit of fun. I started getting really excited about it and ended up pushing my way into my own hosting.
How fun. Do you have any particularly fond memories or wild memories of your time on air?
I've got to say, when I was doing it full-time as the brekkie host, everything's a blur. I think, you know, people laugh at you, but people will say to me, like, at 11 o'clock, you know, what was on the show this morning? I'm like, I know it was only an hour ago, and I don't remember any of it. But I'll tell you what I do remember is when the Bondi hipsters came in, Adrian and Dom. They actually came in. I'm glad we didn't do it live, because at one point, after they'd completely derailed every interview I tried to do, every interview question had been completely derailed altogether, Adrian says, "Can I drop the C-bomb?" And I said, "Absolutely not." And he then went on to say it 17 times.
Oh, my no.
Throughout the rest of the interview.
Oh, no.
So, that is, yes, being hijacked by the Bondi hipsters, having to take 20 minutes of them talking about, well, some really quite horrific stuff I probably shouldn't mention here, and edit that down to something that was suitable for breakfast radio was a blast. And what we did do, and you can still find on the 2SER website, I hope, is actually give a slightly longer edit with maybe some of the swearies left in for people who felt a bit frisky and a bit risque and felt like they could handle it.
We'll tweet out a link, anyone who wants to revisit that one. Absolutely. What were some of the most, I mean, that was a challenge, I'm sure, but what were some of the most challenging aspects while you were here?
Look, the challenging aspect's always going to be the hours. I know it sounds ridiculous, but you live in a different time zone when you're doing breakfast radio to anyone else. You live in this perpetual twilight. I used to love, about this time of year, actually, I'd hop out of the stairs at Central Station and see just the tiniest glimmer of daylight. And I'd know that I had about a week and a half before daylight savings rolled in and I was back to living in a pitch black world. But the hardest thing is 20 past four in the morning when that alarm goes off and you need to know you have to get up and be on the ball and ready to roll. And the best part of it is when you're actually in that studio getting to talk to people right around Sydney and having the best time of your life. So it's all worth it.
That seems to be one of the resounding themes with 2SER is that it's this connection to community. Yes, it's early hours and people dread their alarms going off, but it's this connection to community that is so precious and so hard fought by the station.
It's an incredibly important community, and we see it during our supporter drive every year that although people who listen to us aren't necessarily calling in or giving us a yell all the time, when supporter drive rolls around, the generosity is unparalleled, and it just means so much to know that these are people who are listening, loving it, ready to get involved, and it's where it's at. You know, nothing beat 2SER for that.
Absolutely. Nick, can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing with yourself now that you've left the station and you're out in the big wide world again?
Well, so I did go and get a job with the ABC after leaving 2SER, which was a very big deal and very definitely because of what I learnt and was able to do at 2SER. There's no other way I got this job. I'm now in Dubbo. I spent a little bit of time in a town called Karratha in WA doing the brekkie show up there, which was an incredible experience. It's miles from anywhere. It is right up the northwest of Western Australia. It feels like its own country within its own country, trust me. So now I'm in Dubbo. I'm back on the east outside of the country, which is very weird. I'm only 5 hours' drive from Sydney, which feels so close after the wilds of Karratha. And I'm doing the breakfast show here and having an absolutely amazing time. And one of the things I am proudest of working for the ABC is we'll often get a little email saying some new people have joined. And I'll tell you, there's so many 2SER names there. People have come through, learnt so much with 2SER and have gone on to join the ABC. It's incredible.
That's it. It's just this, over the last 40 years, this amazing training ground for journalists and presenters like yourself to go out into the world and to do amazing things in service of the media industry. You mentioned there that you'd learnt a lot at 2SER that you've carried into those roles at the ABC and you've carried with you since you've left. Is there one particular lesson that keeps coming back to you? Is there one thing that you think, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I perfected this, or I learnt this, or this was a hard-learnt lesson that I now am thankful for?
Look, absolutely. And it's one of the hardest. I think it's any journo in any particular medium, no matter what they're working in, it's remembering who's going to be reading or listening or watching to that story. We can get so mired down in what we think is the big topic and the big story. And then when you think, hang on, if I just popped on the radio at home, what do I want to know? And it's 2SER taught me to take that step back and not think necessarily as a journo, as someone who is pursuing that story, but think as a listener. What do I want to know from this? Mm. And it comes up time and time again. I was so glad to be able to learn it.
Nick, we've been asking everyone who we've been chatting to from the station's history, and there have been so many incredible people come out of the woodworks when we start digging and looking, people like yourself and so many others. What are your hopes and your aspirations or your advice for the station over the next 40 years?
Keep doing what you've been doing, but don't be afraid to innovate. 2SER has always been a great innovator, always been proud to jump on to new things, whether that's being pushing into those FM broadcasts way back when that was a little unusual, making sure that there's audio on demand on the website, or the incredible work, the award-winning work that's been done with 2SER podcasts. Don't ever stop innovating, but don't ever lose that connection to Sydney.
Are there any tracks that you think represent your time at the station or that you would like to hear on air right now?
Oh, look, there's so many, but the one that immediately springs to mind is Melanie Horsnell's I Just Want Some Love. I love that song so much, the French language version. And Andrew Cadore had to come and tell me when he was running the music there that I had to stop playing it.
Oh my
because
gosh.
I was sneaking it into every playlist that I could. So with apologies to Andrew, one more time for me, please.
Yeah, we'll do it. Thanks, Nick.